What's up, everybody? Mikey Q from the Works in Progress podcast. And before you guys skip this is not an ad. I repeat, this is not an ad. I just want to say thank you guys for all of the support that you've given me, Chrissy, Lewis, and everybody else that's been a part of the show. And now I am happy to announce that we are available on all streaming platforms that you get your podcast from. So that includes Apple, Spotify, Anchor, of course, all of the apps that you get your podcast from, we're available on all of that. So, and I just want to say that now that we're on all of these platforms, I will try to make sure that the audio is up to par. I know there was what we call white noise a lot in the last podcast. I will try to correct that as best as I can. And thank you guys for all of the positive and some of the negative feedback. I take all of that feedback and I try to give you guys the best show possible. So, without further ado, let's give you Works in Prague.
We taking it to the club on this one, man.
You out like a model, hourglass physique. Hair, nails, fit, sexy, everything on fleek. On fleek, sheesh, everything on fleek. Hair, nails, fit, sexy, everything on fleek.
I feel like a lot of people use depression as a crutch. Have you ever been depressed?
I don't think I have.
Have you ever felt depressed?
Yeah, I've been I've been dealing with depression since I was 9.
Instead of trying to get better, they just make themselves even worse.
You know, I don't want to be one of those people who's just going to be another person saying, hey, how you doing?
They don't get therapy. They don't take their medication. You know, it's for all of the people that's been around you. It's for your parents that you know, God willing, are still here. Like, I feel like everybody, either like black or Hispanic or whatever, even Asian or whatever, I feel like we all suffer from some type of PTSD. You know, I feel like we make choices every single day to either let depression win or to stand up for yourself and for your own mental health and say, I'm not gonna let this affect me anymore. You know, and it's not easy. Like, that's a very hard thing to do. You have to really be strong enough to do it. And I feel like a lot of us aren't strong enough to do it sometimes. Sometimes we are, sometimes we aren't. So, like I was about to say to Lewis, do you think people can overcome it and get through it? Or do you feel like they're just gonna, if you're depressed, you're just gonna live with this for the rest of your life?
So before I answer that question, you know, you guys brought up a lot of good, you know, things about depression and all that. Depression doesn't always lead to suicide.
Right.
You know, you like right now you're seeing it here. Yeah. You know, one, you know, thinks about, hey, you know, maybe it'll just be a lot easier if I just leave. It's gonna, you know, relieve my pain, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then you have you who is like, you know what? Screw this. I'm not gonna let this win. You know, I could get through this, blah, blah, blah. You know, so depression doesn't always lead to suicide. You know, unfortunately, when you talk about depression, when you get into the topic of depression, mm-hmm. I think you hear it more when a person dies.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you talk about it more. That's when the subject gets brought up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said earlier, you know, I've been fortunate enough not to really, like, you know, not feel what, you know, I guess suffer from depression.
Do you feel, before, because I don't want to lose this thought, do you feel like the reason that you haven't dealt with it is because you haven't let, like, you haven't really let things get to you? Like, say, for example, I'm sure we've all lost somebody before. We know somebody that's passed or whatever. Do you feel like you personally, right, have been able to not let those type of things get into your mental space, and that's why you have not dealt with depression? Like, do you feel like it's something you've done to avoid dealing with depression?
So I've noticed that when let's say I'm on vacation, and you know, when you do the stay home vacations and you don't have anything planned,
mm-hmm.
you know, you start waking up late, you start doing things later on,
yeah.
During the day, I feel not worse,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not feeling at 100%.
Okay.
You know, when I don't have anything to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I picked up this trait from my dad where if I'm working, I'm legit working maybe 10 hours, mm-hmm. working 12 hours, get home, you know, talk to my brother a bit, play some video games, watch something, and then go to sleep. And just rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't give myself time to be free. So I'm like a workaholic. I'm always working. I'm always doing that. I'm always keeping myself busy.
Right.
You know, so when you're talking about, you know, you don't want to bring up or you don't want to talk about depression, I feel like, and I'm speaking like a Mexican-American here, first-generation American, where your parents don't really, or the older Mexican generation or Hispanic generation, they don't think you're depressed. You know, they don't even know what depression is mm-hmm. until something happens. You know, when you're feeling sad or whenever, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, you know, you're just feeling sad because of a girl. Or you're just feeling sad because such and such reason. It's not until, you know, you try to kill yourself when they're like, oh, you know, what's wrong? You know, I'm here for you. I'm here for you if you need, you know, if you need to talk, mm-hmm. you always come to me. You know, it's not until things get that bad that they kind of talk about depression.
Yeah.
But even then, they're like, okay, he's dealing with depression. Maybe I don't want to hang out with him today. Mm. You know? So yeah. it's more of the like machismo thing where, oh, I'm not sad. I'm not depressed. You know, I'm just going to work or I'm just going to do this and that, you know? So
yeah,
I feel like the older generation is like depression doesn't exist until it exists.
Right.
Until yeah. something bad happens, you know, and then you have us, the first generation Americans, where we're like, okay, something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, how you doing? You know, we tend to talk about it more without talking about it.
Yeah.
And I find that's a lot of the issues because you really don't pay mind to a certain situation until you put into that situation. That's you true. Know, I had a friend who lost somebody they care about.
Mm-hmm.
And they were numb to it. Like you said, they were numb to it. So I spoke to him. I'm like, hey, you know, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'm good. You know, mm-hmm. he was dating at the time. And he told me straight up, I'm like, honestly, I'm just numb. Like, if my girlfriend were to get hit by a car right now, I'd be sad.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be crying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And that's not normal. That's not normal. Let me just, you know, throw that out there.
Yeah. So
I think that's how I kind of feel sometimes. Like, I feel like I wake up some days and I'm like, I don't want to be sad no more. So I just turn my sadness into anger. And I'm like, instead of being sad, I'd rather be angry. Because for some people, they'd rather you be angry than sad because it's least, like, I don't know, the fear of being sad is what scares people.
Mm.
Like, when you're sad, they feel like you're more prone to do something to yourself versus when you're angry.
Right.
Like, in my family, you don't really talk about depression. My family is, like, very religious.
Mm-hmm.
So, they actually believe like suicide is a sin.
Yeah.
And so like they believe in like praying about things and like, you know, God doesn't give you something that you can't handle.
Yeah.
And it's all in your mind.
Mm.
But it's like, yeah, I understand that, but it's I feel like it's different because I also feel like the issues that we face now is not the issues that they ever had to face back then.
True.
Like, yeah. We face so much more issues than what they could do.
So yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Lewis.
So, you know, I was going to ask you guys, do you think because, you know, they were trained or they were brought up with more religious beliefs and now, you know, we look at things a lot more different. Do you think that because your parents were brought up in more of a religious background, you know, and then they taught you the things. Do you think that's why you have people saying, oh, suicide is not the answer? You know, because if you think about it, if you have a grandparent, if you have someone older and they're you know, they're ill and you don't see them getting better. Mm-hmm. You see them bedridden. You tell yourself, you know what, if she goes, you know, or if there's a person, you know, who could kill them, you know, medically, I guess you would say, I would be okay with that. You know, do you ever think about that if you have an older person? Because I feel like, you know, death and all that, especially taking somebody's life, is... I don't even know how to put this.
Blasphemous? Is that what you're looking
for? No. I feel like it's up to the person's choice to do that. Even though, yes, it's going to hurt a lot of people. But at the same time, if you're like, you know what? You know, you talk to people and you're like, you know, I have no idea where I'm going with this. Truth be told.
All right. So, yeah. All right. Let me try to help you out there. You brought up something interesting about the choice, right? And me and Chrissy, we've talked about this, actually. So, I'm glad you started on that, even though you kind of got a little lost there. I'm going to help you out.
Yeah.
So, about the choice thing, right? Yes, it is. It is technically their choice, right? Like, it's their choice whether they want to stay here or not, because it is their life. But I think it's bigger than it just being their choice, right? I feel like yes, technically, like I said, it is. But it wasn't really your choice to be here in the first place, right? If you really think about it. All right, yeah. You didn't say, oh, I just want to be born. You know what I'm saying? You don't just decide to be born. So, I think it's, again, I don't want to get into religion in this show, again, because it's on so many different platforms. But religion would say, no, it's not your choice. It's somebody higher than us's choice, right? Depending on what you believe in, right? So... you know, life is not your decision, not your choice. It doesn't, you don't decide who gets to live and who gets to stay, who gets to go, whatever. Right? Religiously.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not here to criticize anybody's religion, and that's why I don't want to really get into that. But yeah. I do kind of, personally, again, just speaking for Mike here, I kind of agree with that statement of it's a bigger choice than just you. I'll just leave it at that. I think it's more to that choice, right, than just you. And you know, just like what you were saying about people being numb and you know, all of that stuff, like I was saying before, it's just not normal, right? Like, you're supposed to feel something when somebody passed or when somebody gets hurt or whatever. And what Chrissy was saying about, you know, you turn your sadness into anger, you know, I can understand that too. You know, you guys brought up great points. I just wanted to address what Lewis was saying about keeping himself busy. And maybe that's a reason that he doesn't really get to think about certain things because he keeps himself busy. That's what I have learned is best for me also. That's why when I feel myself getting depressed or just out of it, I start editing videos, right? I start doing stuff with the podcast. I start thinking and brainstorming different ways and different things that make me happy because I enjoy this, right? I enjoy talking to my friends. I enjoy giving content to people. I enjoy entertaining people. So I'm always constantly thinking of creating new different things in order, you know, to entertain, you know, or to help, or maybe both, you know. So that's what's helped me. A lot of people, you know, it doesn't help. But for me, much like Lewis, it helps me to stay busy. I don't get a chance to really just, like, think about being depressed because when I get home, right, like similar to Lewis, I'm doing 10, 11 hours at work usually, right? So by the time I get home, it's late, and for the most part, I got to go out and do it all over the next day, right? I want to come home and watch sports, okay? I want to watch wrestling. I want to do whatever, and all of those things take my mind off of depression. I'm not thinking about depression while I'm watching, you know, grown men fight.
You don't let your mind wander.
Right, you just right.
Focus on
right.
The task at hand, yeah.
Now, it happens every now and then, you know? I mean, you know, I'm not feeling the best today. And when I'm not, the people that are close to me and I know I have to interact with that day, I let them know, hey, I'm just not really feeling well today. You know, it's okay to not feel well sometimes. It's okay to not be okay. That's the biggest thing. It's okay to not be okay. You don't have to be like put a smile on every single day and act like everything's all right. I think that's what, you know, you were saying about, like, some of the older people, they don't understand. You know, you're not okay every day, and that's all right, you know. But when I'm not okay, I'll give fair warning, especially to the people that have to have direct contact with me. And hopefully the next day I'm feeling better. You know, some people aren't feeling better the next day, but usually for me, I'm feeling better. And then the other thing I want to comment on, you said that, well, both of you actually said the problems that our parents dealt with are not the problems that we're dealing with. You're right, but you also have to look at it from a bigger perspective on that also. If they were depressed when they were our age, they wouldn't have known, right? Because there was no real, that there was no, I shouldn't say it wasn't diagnosed, but most people didn't even think of depression as a as an option, like you guys said, right? Mm-hmm. But think about what they had to deal with, though. I'm sure they had to deal with way more racism than we did. Okay, you talk about us getting killed. They've been killing Hispanic and Black people since, you know, the beginning of time. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be honest with you. So I'm not going to say that they didn't have to deal with a lot of the same. They didn't have to deal with the same problems, but I wouldn't say our problems are bigger than their problems. Like, I would say having to worry about being lynched, okay, is a way bigger issue than me having to worry about, you know, I don't know, about my 401k not looking right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are, it's different issues. I don't want to say one is worse than the other, but they're different issues. So we can't say as, you know, young men and women in our 20s that they had, in 2019, that they didn't have to deal with some of the same issues that we had to deal with. Yeah, things were cheaper back then, right? So they didn't have to worry about the finances like we do. But if things were cheaper, they also was making less money, right? So that's the argument that I wanted to bring up to both of you guys, because both of y'all mentioned that our parents' problems wasn't our problems. I understand that. But don't act like they had a walk in the park either. You know? And we'll get ready to wrap this up. I know we've been going for a while. I just, like I said, I wanted to do this show in order to try to help people and give them different ways to try to get over it, if they can. You know, I know Christy feels like, you know, she's tried everything, she's exhausted all of the options, and she still feels, you know, depressed. I wish I knew how to help in that situation. I can only speak on, like, my situation and what's helped me. And what's helped me was keeping people close to me, around me, that have always been there and haven't turned my back on me when I wasn't the nicest person to be around. Because I went through a real, you know, asshole stage where I wasn't the nicest guy to be around at all times, you know. So my circle is already pretty small, but it's helped me to have those people around me, that support system around me, to help me get through. And also keeping myself busy, doing things that I like to do. You have to sit there and find yourself and realize, all right, well, I like to do this. This interests me, you know, so maybe I could focus, you know, my energy on this. And it kind of, you know, depression is not going to go away. It's not going to, like, fully go away. But you learn how to better deal with it than just sitting up there being depressed all the time. You guys have anything else you guys want to add about depression, how to get through it, what you know, how to help people, if you have any ideas on how to help people, or any final words on it?
I mean, I feel like, honestly, for me, what seems to be working is just having a strong support group. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's dealing with depression, I think having a strong support group is like the best care for me, I think.
Yeah.
Like I know you guys, like, you guys have my mom's number. All my close friends have each other's numbers. So I think that's also, like, a good thing, because, like, they can communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody tends to know, if I go MIA for, like, a whole week, like, I'm probably having one of my episodes.
Yeah.
If you text me and then you don't see me reply. I wouldn't say therapy, because it didn't work for me. But, like, it might work for somebody else.
Yeah.
It just didn't work for me. Where it works for me, I guess, is talking to people that I trust. to me, a therapist is like a stranger. So I think that's also part of my issue. I don't do well talking to strangers about my, like, issues. Because I feel like, I don't know why I feel like I'm not comfortable with it. But because I feel like sometimes therapy, they dig too, like, they kind of go too fast for me. Where they, it's like they want to just A, B, C, D, E in one session. And it's like, that's not going to help me. We can't pick at this problem and then that problem and then this problem.
Right.
It's like with depression, you really, like I said, you really don't know why you're depressed. You could be depressed for 5 minutes. You could be depressed for 10 minutes. You could be depressed for an hour. Like,
yeah.
You could be depressed for a month, a week. You really don't know. And that's why I always felt therapy didn't work for me, because literally it's not like your depression is usually just one thing.
Right.
That's making you depressed for so long. It's different things. So it's like a trigger.
Yeah.
So I think what I want to focus on, I guess, for me, is figuring out what my trigger is.
Yeah.
I think something with me is like I take on not only my problems, but I take on my friends' problems. And so all those things build up.
Yeah.
And I react to every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also what builds up. So now I've like been working on not reacting to everything. I probably limit how much I talk to my friends now. I probably don't talk to people as much as I used to. That way, like, I still get like that space, because I realized like all my friendships, we were not in a healthy space, because we were literally talking to each other all the damn time. Like, it was like 24/7, and if I wasn't talking to you, it was probably with you.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, all right, I'm gonna try a different outlet. I started hanging out with like my coworkers a lot more too, trying a different platform that way, and so far I've been like doing pretty good.
Okay.
Been like 3 days.
So that's good.
Well, hopefully. We'll see.
That's good. And just with the therapy, I'm gonna let Lewis have the final word on this, but just with therapy, so the only thing I'll add to that is like I feel like therapy does help. Like you said, it didn't work for you, but for some people, because I know personally, right? You have to understand when you're talking to people that know you, right, they're biased, okay, because they're your friends most of the time. Your friends are biased. That's just, like, if I'm talking to you guys, it's going to be different from, like, talking to a stranger. Like, yeah. Your friends, a lot of times, even if we're, like, blunt, they're going to sugarcoat it because we're not trying to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so sometimes you need an unbiased opinion. So that's why I will say that, like, sometimes therapy is a good option. Maybe not for Chrissy, but if you guys are watching out there, listen, therapy helped me, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes it is better to talk to people that, you know what, even if they're not complete strangers, maybe talk to somebody that isn't, like, close friends with you or that you don't see all the time. Like, you know, somebody that you're cool with but, you know, aren't around you all the time. Because, like I said, that the biasness is going to, like, it's not going to be healthy for you if you want a true and honest opinion. And you know, an unfiltered ear, because like I said, the friend knows you, so they already know you and have this mindset about you already. So that's the only thing I'll say on therapy. Lewis, any final word on this?
Yes, I actually wanted to ask you guys a question each. For Chrissy, so when you're having one of your moments where you don't want to do anything, what would you want your friends to do?
Most of the time, usually just be an ear.
Okay.
But be an ear without being so judgmental about why I'm depressed.
Okay.
I think a lot of people don't realize that when you're talking to somebody that's depressed and they tell you why they're depressed, people tend to be judgmental about why they're depressed. So, like, I could be depressed over a guy, and a friend could probably be like, why are you even thinking about that nigga? Like, why are you even upset about him? He's a nobody. And I feel like that's the problem. I feel like when a person's telling you that they're depressed, no matter what the situation is, you shouldn't be just judgmental about it. Just be an ear and, like, listen. Because I think when you're more judgmental about it, it makes that person feel even worse about the situation. Like, damn, like, I'm stupid for feeling depressed about this. Like, it makes them feel a lot worse. And people don't realize that. They think that they're helping by saying, like, yo, like, forget about it. Like, move on. You're going to find somebody else. But, like, sometimes that person right then and there, they just want somebody to be an ear.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I'm going to counter that by saying that, see, when you say you just want them to be an ear, right, and they're literally just listening and not saying anything, that can be misinterpreted as them not caring a lot of times. Like, I know people that, like, all right, I'll tell them what's going on, and it's just like, man, that sucks. You know, like, you know, they don't really know what to say. You know what I mean? And I get that. But that can be interpreted to some people like, oh, they don't care. Why should I even talk about it anyway? They don't really care. So, like, it's one thing to say that you want an ear. It's another thing, like, to, like, when you're telling that person something and they're just kind of listening and not really saying anything, it's like, okay, then what? You know what I mean? Like, you tell them this, they don't say anything, you still feel the way that you feel, and now you feel like you just told them that for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, I personally know that, like, I've been in situations where I didn't know what to say. So, like, I'm just sitting there like, damn, you know, like, it's not that I don't care, but it's like, what do you want me to say? Like,
what am I gonna do?
Yeah, what do you want me to say? So, like, that being an ear thing, it sounds good in theory, right? But then once you're actually doing it, some people don't like that. They want the interaction. You know, they want you to say something. But then if you say something, it's like what Chrissy said, it could be taken as you're judging them. So it's a very tricky thing to, like, to really do. That's why I don't even really, like, I don't really like talking to people when they're like, going through it, because anything you say
should be taken the wrong way.
Right. And if you don't say anything, that could be taken the wrong way.
Way.
So, like, it's you know, that was a good question, Lewis. But, yeah, like, because...
Actually, Mikey, for you...
Yeah, what's up?
When you said, you know, sometimes you don't feel, you know you have to interact with people and you don't really want to go out.
Yeah.
Should that person be persuading you to go out even though you don't want to?
No.
Or do you want to be left alone?
No, I want to be left alone. Like, but that's me. Like, again, I can't speak on everybody, but me, if I'm telling you, yo, I'm not really feeling it today. I'm not really... Leave me alone.
Because the same thing could be said to, hey, you know, he's not feeling well. You know, he doesn't want to go out. He's feeling a little sad. Yeah. You know what? Let's just go out for a walk in the park. Maybe he'll feel better. Yep. You know, maybe he shouldn't be left alone right now.
Say that they don't want to be. Some people say they don't want to, like, be bothered, but then inside they really just want somebody to, like, be there.
Yeah.
That's true.
I've done that plenty of times.
But I think, like, it goes into the
person. By myself.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I literally don't want to be by myself. But I'm hoping that the person is pushing and be like, you know what? I'm going to just come see you anyway. Or, yo, let's go out.
Yeah. And we're getting, like, about an hour now, so, like, we're going to wrap this up. But, yeah. So, just to circle around with Lewis, like, was saying, I am not the type of person, if I tell you I don't want to come out, like, I'm really not feeling it, I don't want to come out. And if you try to push me to come out, I'm going to be tight that I came out, and I'm not having a good time. But again, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Huh?
He never goes out.
I don't. But you know what? I've been happier ever since I've been staying in more. So, like, it's worked for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that doesn't necessarily work for everybody else. You have to know that friend. You know what I mean? You have to know what they mean by, I'm not really feeling it. You know, so, but I'm letting all my friends know, letting you guys know, do not push me to come out. I'll come out, okay, here's the thing, right? If I haven't saw you in a while, whatever, and I know we don't chill like that or whatever, and I have some time, I really will try to make the time and come out. Like,
because I've been waiting for, like, ever. You lying.
Who came to see you when you were sick? I was the only one that brought you freaking tea and whatever. So, don't start that. And I came all the way, and I really wasn't trying to go over there, but, like, that's a whole nother story. So, like I said, I will try to, like, I'll try. That's all I can do. I'll try. But there's really times where I'm just, like, not in the mood. Like, and if I go and I'm not in the mood, you're not going to get the best me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't want to, I don't want to make everybody else, just because I'm depressed, I don't want to make everybody else depressed around me. And leave it there.
Oh, that'd be me.
But if you guys have ever dealt with depression, if you're dealing with depression, if you know somebody that deals with depression, I think there's a hotline. We'll put it up on the screen if there is one. Or the suicide hotline. I know there's one of those also.
Or listen to Logic's album. I think that's the name of the album.
Yeah.
The suicide hotline. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Suicide hotline sucks. That's just me.
Okay, well, maybe it'll help somebody, though. You know, you never know.
Because, I mean, they put it on every time they show a TV show, they put it up. It's just stupid. But
we're going to do the exact same thing because we're corporate now and we're Spotify. So, thank you guys.
Not sponsored.
Well, yeah. So,
wow.
Yes. If you guys want to talk to us, you can first hit up Chrissy at ChrissyRachel92 on Twitter and just underscore Chrissy.
That's so much Twitter? Oh, no, I need to change that.
Instagram. Don't change it before the show comes out. And Lewis.
I got to make another one.
You got to make another one. All right, so. Yeah. All right, so we're not going to give his Twitter handle right now because he has to make another one. You can get at me at DJ Mikey Q, and you can at the show at Works in Prague. Works in Prague Pod on Twitter. And make sure that you add us and follow us and subscribe on Spotify and on Google Play. On there's a list of them. You'll find us. Just search Works in Progress. Wow, here.
And on Anchor. Don't forget about Anchor.
Shout out to Anchor. And I was kind of rude to SoundCloud last week. SoundCloud, thank you for 3 years of service, but we are moving on now.
Thank you for our mumble rappers too.
Oh, God. All right. We're going to end the show with that one. Thank you guys for watching us, and we will see you next time. Before you guys go, I just want to let you guys know there will be no podcast next Thursday. Okay? I repeat, there will be no podcast next Thursday as it's WrestleMania week. So you guys will still be able to get some content from me, all you wrestling fans. We will have predictions videos up next week along with a vlog. It's probably not going to come out next week because I'm going to be recording it during the week, but that will follow. So we will see you guys in 2 weeks, okay? 2 weeks is the goal, and we hope that we will be able to give you guys another podcast in 2 weeks. So for Lewis, for Chrissy, I am Mike, and we will see you next time on Works in Progress. Thanks, guys.